So tonight's sugya is going to be focusing primarily on one phrase, two very important words, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an important thing to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say about the topic. So Chazal used the phrase Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the question becomes just how literally is that phrase supposed to mean? We usually think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, that's synonymous with the Zimun HaTorah. So let's see if we can find out what any particular sugya relates to. That's Rosh Hashanah. We may have to come with a little bit of a different definition, perhaps, of what that unique phrase Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. So the sugya begins in the first set of Rambam Kamos, a fairly famous Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayim and Aleph. The Gemara almost takes us a little bit of a tour through the year. Tanya Amar Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Ma Amra Torah Viu Omer BePesach. Why is it that the Torah tells us to bring a korban Omer Dafka in the Yom Pesach? Other times of the year we could have offered the korban Omer. Why is it specific to Pesach? The Chazal answered that question by saying the Pesach is the time of the Tvua, the time when the grain is pretty much being harvested, the beginning of the harvest season. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havi Lefanei Omer Pesach, Kedei Shetisbarach Lechem Tvua Shebasadot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer will enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, in a sense, to bless our Tvua, to bless our, to bless the beginning of our grains. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvah? Why does the Torah say on the Yom of Shavuos to bring shtel lechem, to bring those two loaves of challah? So answer the Gemara, similar answer. Because Shavuos is already a little bit later in the season, already close to the summertime. It's when the fruits are already starting to be ready. And Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, the punish shtel lechem b'yatzeres, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, bring me this korban, kidei sheyisbarach lechem peres ha'ilon. That the shtel lechem is somehow supposed to endow a brach, bring a brach with a shenayim for the fruit of the tree. Yeah, it's a very difficult concept because bread doesn't grow on a tree. If it was really true that it was supposed to be a carbon to receive the brach with the fruit of the tree, one would have expected to bring fruit as a carbon. It's a strange concept. Close to Shavuos, maybe we'll have to go back to this Gemara again. But then the Gemara continues. Why does the Torah say to pour water on the Mizbeach on the Yom of Sukkot, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? The same idea, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lefanei Mayim Chag, Kedei Sheyisbarach Hu Lachem Gishmei Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, pour water in front of me, bring a carbon of water, something that we don't do the rest of the year, in order to ensure that we receive a bracha for the rain, because in Eretz Yisrael, the rainy season begins shortly after Sukkot, so this is going to enable us to be zochet to the brachas of Gishamim. So each and every carbon that's associated with a specific season, a specific time of the year, is related to something agricultural, whether agricultural refers to the tvua that's getting ready to be harvested, or it's referring to the fruit that's getting ready to ripen, or it's referring to the rain that's beginning the rainy season. But each one of the different mitzvahs, Chazal, are linking to some great bracha that we're hoping to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the same light, the Gemara continues, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says to us, Imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyos Zichronos V'Shofros. You should say in front of me the Psukim of Malchiyos Zichronos V'Shofros. Recite the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Why? This is not the agriculture anymore. Rosh Hashanah doesn't correspond to anything in the agriculture. Today Shetam L'Chuni Aleichem. That the goal of the recitation of the Brach to Malchiyos is that you should Imam L'Chmi as the king, accept me as your king. Zichronos, why do we say Zichronos? Today Shiyala Zichronechem V'Fanei Torah. Because Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Adin, since the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to mention your Zichronos, you should mention that I should, quote unquote, remember you, and it should be the Zichron HaTovah. Uvamev Shofar, and what mechanism are we going to use to bring our Zichronos to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's going to be through the Shofar. So all three of these ideas, Machzoros and Shofars, all basically correspond to the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. So we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should declare that he's a Melech. We want that he should judge us favorably, he should remember us the Torah, and we use the shofar to express all of these ideas. So the Gemara lumps all of these themes into one well-known brisa. One statement of Rabbi Akiva is quoted by Rabbi Yehuda, that we bring the Omer at this time of the year, and we bring the Shtel Lechem at that time of the year, and we bring the Dunas Chamayim another time of the year, and we say Machas, the Chorus of Shofar, at another time of the year. The common denominator, slightly nuanced differences, but the common denominator between all of the four is that as the Braisa began, Amra Torah, and the Gemara quotes Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those are two very, very strong phrases. Amra Torah and Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, they sound very, very much, but they're dealing with dinim that are really min haTorah. So the truth to be told, three out of the four are obvious. The fact that there's a mitzvah of Korban Omer, so I don't need a Shia to come to that, so Pasim Chumash, you have to bring a Rashis to Tirchim L'Kayin, you have to read the Korban Omer, pay for the Pasim Chumash, so Omer Kodesh Baruch will bring the Omer. The fact that we bring a Shia Lechem, Moshul Sechem, Tvil Lechem, Bruch Hashtayim, Shia Tzron, the Pasim Chumash, Pasim Zemor, so obviously Omer Kodesh Baruch. The fact that we pour water on the Mizbeach and Tzuchim is a little bit less clear. Here it doesn't say it explicitly in the Tashem Echtav, but we actually quote the Machlekes HaTeroim. What is the source for the idea of Nisach HaMayim? So according to one Tana, it's actually derived from a series of the Psukim from the Drasha. It says in Niskeim, and it says Kiddush Potam, it says in Memavir, and in Memavir, and in Memavir, oh, Drasha, oh, Chagadja. It teaches Mikav and Nisach HaMayim in HaTorah. So that's the Din in HaTorah, derived from the Drasha of Psukim. The other opinion of the Gemara says that it's Halacha L'Bashim Sinai. There is no source for it in the Chumash Prab. It's just pure tradition issue for Shemesh Rabbeinu. Just as an aside, you see from this Gemara another proof to this idea. Even though the Rambam tells us, Ruchas Namrim, and I come to Perish Mishnayas, that there is no such thing as a machloikas about a halacha Moshe Sinai. And that means is as follows. It means that you can't have one Tana to say, this din is true because of halacha Moshe Sinai, and the other Tana to say, the din is false, the din is not true. That you don't have. If one Tana derives something from halacha Moshe Sinai, so then everybody subscribes, everybody agrees. You can't have a machloikas about a din if it's learned out from halacha Moshe Sinai. But what you can have, the Rambam would concede, is, you can have some Tanai will say, the source for Din Plaini is Halacha Moshe Sinai. Another Tanai will say, the source for Din Plaini is based on Sukkim. So that's okay, that's legitimate. Whether something is Halacha Moshe Sinai or Sukkim will have differences potentially in Halacha. But again, we're not learning, not Sukkim, it's not Nitzchamayim yet either. So three out of the four are clearly Deraisa. Omer is explicit Pasuk, Shtelech is an explicit Pasuk, Nitzchamayim is either a Drash or Halacha Moshe Sinai. But the one that really sticks out like the sore thumb is the Malchus Zechras and Shafras. Vishtake, it doesn't say the Chumash anything about Malchus Zechras and Shafras. There are only two parashas in the Torah that speak about Rosh Hashanah altogether. There's one pasuk in one series of Sukkim and Pashas Emor that say on the first day of Chodesh Hashvi, so you have to have a yo, you have to have a zikr and truah mikra kodesh. The Torah speaks about truth, not blowing shofar. Then a little bit later on in Pashas Pinchas, when the Torah speaks about the Kabbalahs of Muslims, and the Torah speaks of Chodesh Hashvi, Yechad Chodesh, Yom Tzuri Yelochem, the Torah again repeats the mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. So the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah, it only describes two things about Rosh Hashanah. It describes it as a Yom Tzuri, the day of blowing shofar, and it describes it as a day of Yisrael Melacha, Kabbalah Kabbalah Sassu. And then the third, it describes it as a day of being a Kabbalah Musaf. But there's no mention, at least explicitly in Tosh Mitzvah, about the recitation of Malchus, Chodesh and Shofar. So what did Chazal mean when they said, Imu Lefani Malchus, Imu Lefani Zechari, Imu Lefani Shofar? Where does it say that? Doesn't say that in the Chumash. How can a Kodesh Baruch Hu say even the funny Malchus? So Rashi, the second of the Mamakamos, Rashi in Chumash, in Sevayikra, in Parashas Emor, Parashas Gimel, Pasach of Dalet, Rashi gives you tight, gives you shot on the phrase Zichron and Trua. If you look carefully in Chumash, in the two Parashas that we mentioned, where Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, so in one place the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Trua, and another place the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as a Zichron Trua. What is the difference between Yom Tzur and Zichron Tzur? So Rashi here gives his interpretation. Rashi says Yom Tzur means to blow shofar. It's a day of blowing. Tzur means blowing. Yom Tzur means you're blowing the shofar. So that refers to literally blowing the shofar. What does Zichron Tzur and Zichron Tzur mean? Not to blow the shofar, but to lahazkir as a shofar, to talk about the shofar, to mention things that are relevant to the shofar. Like Zichron means another place in Allah. Zoch Hashem Shabbos Akacha, you talk about Shabbos. Mantiz Kashem Tzeskel, you talk about Tzeskel Tzrayim. So when it says Zichron Tzur, that means this, that you have to talk about the shofar. What do you say about the shofar? So Rashi fills you in. Rashi says Zichron Tzur means Zichron Psuke Zichron is a Psuke Shofar. It means that you have to mention shofar, you have to talk about shofar, you have to call Psukim that refer to shofar, and you have to also mention the union of the Chronos. Since the Torah describes it as a Zichron Tzur, so it teaches us two things. It teaches us that you have to be Zocher the Tzur, and you have to be Zocher the Chronos. You have to talk about Zichronos and Shofros. And why do you do this? And then Rashi gives you a drush. This that the purpose of these psukim of why we're talking about Shofros, we're talking about Shofros, we're talking about Zichronos, to remind the Kodesh Baruch of that Kedesh Yitzchak, which is connected to the theme of Shofar, and that should be a Zichros for us. So the bottom line is that Rashi, in his interpretation of the Pshat and the Poskim Chumash, Rashi incorporates into the Taich and the Tzukim, into the words, that Zichron Teshuva conjures up that image of davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, saying the psukim of Zichronos and Shofros. If Rashi felt compelled to include this in his parish Chumash, and Rashi's goal in Chumash is to give you shot in the psukim, that's his major goal, to tell you what does the Chumash mean, to give you pshat, to give you a little bit of drash, other things, but he's basically trying to be mefarish shot in the psukim that Chumash is all about. So then Rashi seems to be saying that this is the literal interpretation. This is mamash the halacha, that the halacha requires that a love of deraisa, but it is not enough in Rosh Hashanah to merely blow the shofar. Yom Teruah L'Chemesh night, that's wonderful, but that's only one mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. There is a separate, distinct mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah called Zichron Teruah to mention the psukim. So according to Rashi, the Gemara sounds kipshuto. The Gemara back and after Zion, first thing on the Kibbutz, and the Gemara says, "Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imlo Flana, the son of Shavuot, etc." That was literally a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. It wasn't a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking explicitly, like by the Kodesh Omer, like the Shteil Lechem, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to us through giving these words, the Zichron Teruah, representing this passion, Chumash called Zichron Teruah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us these bidim derais that you have to mention in the Chorus and Shavuot. That's the simple pshat in Rashi. And again, Rashi is supported by the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah after Zion. So the Ramban takes issue with his Rashi. The Ramban is Parash on Chumash in the Yigach of Gimel Pesach of Dalet. So first the Ramban elaborates upon Rashi, and then he attacks Rashi. So he elaborates upon Rashi by saying, Zichron Teruah, Psukei Zichronis, Psukei Sharfus, Lizgo Lechem Akeri Sitzach Shekarv Tachat Ad Lashem Rashi. For Yetzorech Harav Lahavi, if Rashi was really being complete, was completing the job, says the Ramban, Rashi should have also quoted Gam Psukei Malachiyos in the Medrash. If you're already giving credibility to Zichronis and Sharfus, you're already darshaning the necessity in the Torah of saying Zichronis and Sharfus, then you should have given equal part to Malachiyos as well. And where does it say anything about Malachiyos? The Taka doesn't say it. It doesn't say in Zichron Teruah any remnants of Malachiyos. So Ramban continues, Shelo yitochin sheyaski akosu psukei Zichronis v'shofros lo yaski Malachiyos. It is inconceivable that the Torah should require of us to simply speak about Zichronis and Sharfus and to delete Malachiyos. And Ramban is making reference to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, how do you know the apostle Malchias? The Pasuk v'hoyo lechem zikaron lefnei Hashem v'lekeichem. It says in the parasha of Halocha, the parasha about the Chetzotzos, it has nothing to do with Shofar. This is talking about the blowing of the silver trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash, or the blowing of the silver trumpets in the Shas HaMilchama, the time of war. So the Torah says that when you blow the trumpets, it's Tatsu b'Chetzotzos, v'hoyo lechem zikaron lefnei Hashem v'lekeichem. There will be a zikaron that will remind Kodesh Baruch Hu of you, and that'll be a deicha in front of your bunch of them. So the Gemara comments, Ein tabu lo man yeshem lakechem. Why does the Torah have to spell out a yeshem lakechem in the context of Chatzotzos? The ma tabu lo man yeshem lakechem, el is a binyan av, kol makam shetam oyne zichreines ta somech lamis amalchiyah, it can be easy with the Taras Kohanim, or by Sekhas Rosh Hashanah. The Taras Kohanim and the Tanoim, the Reis, and the Sekhas Rosh Hashanah have the same drosha, that the reason why the Torah concludes the Psukim of Chatzotzos with Ani Hashem Lekeichem is to teach me that whenever there's a time of Zikaron, whenever we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us, so you always remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of Kabbalah Smach HaShemayim. You don't, it makes a lot of sense, you don't just come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rebbe Shalom, remember us. First you have to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So first, I'm Ma'aske HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech Ma'achim Ruchim, Ani Hashem Lekeichem. And then once I establish that Rebbe Shalom is the Melech, then I ask Rebbe Shalom, please remember me L'Toyva also. So the Taras Kohanim and the Brat Sibasech Rosh Hashanah tell us that that idea that whenever is the time of Zikaron, it's always prefaced with Ani Hashem Lekeichem, with the Malchiyos. So although that Pasuk is talking about Chatzotzos, that spills over to Shofar as well. Because Shofar is also time of Zikaron. Same phrase of Zichron Teruah, the Yom Lechem Zikaron, is used by both. So we derive one from another that Zichronos is always preceded with the phrase of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So the Ramban, by adding this Nekudah to Rashi, it will strengthen Rashi's Shem. The Ramban is saying that everything's deraisa. Rashi just typed into the Pasuk Zichronos and Shofros and left out Malchios. So the Ramban says, no, Malchios is also stuck in there. It's also deraisa, according to this understanding. So the Ramban at this point is supporting Rashi and almost adding to Rashi and giving a little, an extra push to Rashi. If you put together Rashi and Ramban, you've developed this yisoid that the Amiras Malchus of Rosh Hashanah, which Lamaisa translates for us, the davening of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, is a real bona fide mitzvah in the Torah, no less than the Kishofer. Kishofer is the Yom Teruah Lechem, and Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is from Zichron Teruah. So that's the simple reading of the Rashi, and again, that's the Ramban's support and elaboration of Shita's Rashi. So now the Ramban makes it in about face. Now the Ramban says, Says the Ramban, even though I just quoted the Rashi, and I just supported Rashi, and I just strengthened Rashi, just enhanced Rashi, the whole thing is not true. Yechila b'yatzoi, says the Ramban. Because the entire recitation of the Musaf, the Machat, and the Shof, and the Chila b'yatzof, is only midirabanon. It's not a mitzvah deraita at all. Either Gemara is quoting Pesukim for it, Teres Konim is quoting Pesukim for it, but Pesukim should not be understood as bona fide drushas. It should only be understood as a smachta. The smachta is a term that appears many times in Shas. It basically refers to a din derabanan that is not really what the Chumash meant. It's not a drasha gemura. It's not real Teshuva Peh in the classic sense of the word. It's a din derabanan. And Chazal are simply quoting a passage that's alluding, that's hinting, a remnant of Yesh Ladavar, that the din, the Asmu, so the din fundamentally is a din derabanan, not a din deraisa. Says the Ramban, how do I know that what I'm about, that I just said is correct? He says it's a Beferish Gemara. The Mefurish Amru, he quotes a Gemara in Masech HaShan, the Chamadan on the base. The Gemara raises the following dilemma. Never a person finds himself in a situation where he doesn't have a shofar, he has no idea, he doesn't know how to daven anyway, there's no chazan in town, so he's stuck on Rosh Hashanah, no shofar, no chazan, nothing, zero. The way he hears, and Rosh Hashanah hears, that there's a town, one town over, that has a shofar. But he hears at the same time, there's another town in the other direction that has a baal tefillah. But he can't make it to both. They're both out of tchum. He's not going to be able to make the both out. So which one does he go for? He's got to spend Rosh Hashanah in one of the two towns. Which one should he go to? Should he go to the one with the shofar? Should he go to the one with the baal tefillah? So the Gemara says explicitly, Holchin lemakom shetokin, v'yen holchin lemakom shemevorchin. The Gemara says it's much more important to hear the shofar than it is to daven. So forget the davening, you pick up davening next year, and you should go to hear the shofar. So the Gemara asks on that statement, pshita. The Gemara says, that is so obvious, I don't even need a Gemara to tell it to me. Anybody could have figured that out on their own. Why? Had the Araisa, had the Rabbanim. The Gemara says that, of course, you go for the Mitzvah de Araisa. If you have a choice between doing a Mitzvah de Araisa, Mitzvah de Rabbanim, of course the Mitzvah de Araisa is more important. Again, we like Mitzvah de Rabbanim also. We observe Mitzvah de Rabbanim, but there's no way in the hierarchy of Mitzvahs that the Rabbanim could touch a de Araisa. So therefore, the Gemara says that, what do I need a Braisa? What do I need a Gemara to tell me that Hochum Shemachim Shetaykim and Hochum Shemachim Shemachim Pshit Hadiraita Hadirabanan? So the Gemara says, you're Taka right, that if it would really be this city versus that city, it would Taka be right. But Tzricha, the Afrika of the Havadim Asaf. The Gemara says, the Chidush of the Gemara is that, let's say, I know for a fact there's a Chazan in one city, and I don't even know there's a Shofar. Somebody thinks, they heard, maybe, Ken's that, it could be there's a Shofar in the next town. So now the Shah is what I do. So, Rabbi, where do I go? So should I, maybe I should say in Safi Mosaf Bevadai, maybe it's more important for me to chop around the Mosaf, so that way at least I know I'll work with something this Rosh Hashanah, and maybe I shouldn't risk going to the city which supposedly has a shofar. Maybe there is no shofar there. The Gemara says wrong. The Gemara says go for the shofar. You know why? Because the shofar is still more important. Even though I may, and there's a gamble, there's an investment issue. Is it worth my while to take a gamble, to take a risk, a 50-50 chance I'll get a deraita, but by doing so I'll for sure lose the davening? Or should I go for the certainty? Should I go for the Derabbanan? And that'll be at least 100% sure. The Gemara says, that's a Chiddush. So that would have been a valid child. That would have been a potentially good question. Kabash belong to Gemara. You go for the shofar anyway. Hokel and Makam Shetagin and Hokel Makam Shemabrachim. Because the suffix of the Deraisha is more important than a Vadim. It's a Derabbanan. So says the Ramban, one thing is crystal clear from the entire Sugya is that the whole recitation of Machaz of the Shofar, the Tchil of Yatzayf, is only mid Derabbanan. If it would be deraisa, then the whole sugya doesn't make any sense. The whole sugya is totally off. The Gemara should have said they're both deraisa. So why don't you go to the one that's vadi of the one that's suffering? So this Gemara seems to literally be an outright contradiction to Shitas Rashi. What is the solution to Rashi? How could Rashi say what he said? How could Rashi imply that the sukkim are deraisa and the Gemara says black and white, they're only midirabanan? So basically, all the Acharonim give the same teretz. Each one says it with their own little nuance. The verse says, "Ain't shnei neviim nisnadim nisigim nechod." The different neviim got the same basic nevuah, just a different lashon. So you find this in the world of the Torahs of the Acharonim also. And everyone says the same thing, but everyone's a little knesh, a little do nuance. The basic mahalach is the same. What's the solution to Rashi? The answer is fairly straightforward. That Rashi shita is that mahalachas achronos and shofars is a deraisa if and when you're going to blow shofar. Namely, if you're already blowing shofar and you're also davening musaf, then the machas of the shofar is enhancing the musaf. Zichur and teruah is not a separate independent mitzvah. It's not that this parsha is Pinchas that says to blow shofar, the parsha Emor says to daven, and the two have nothing to do with each other. They're two different mitzvahs. Check, check. It's not like sukkah and lulav. Sukkah and lulav are legitimate differences. Lulav is deraisiv. I don't have a sukkah, and sukkah is deraisiv. I don't have a lulav. They happen to both coincide on Rosh Hashanah, on sukkah. So come the Achareim and say, that's not Rosh Hashita, that's shofar and brachas. Shofar and musaf are not two separate mitzvahs that happen to both coincide on Rosh Hashanah. Nothing. The main mitzvah is really shofar. Allah, if and when you're blowing shofar, then the recitation of musaf is an enhancement of the shofar. So the davening musaf adds a dimension of kiyum, the fulfillment of davening musaf together with the shofar, by talking about the machas kodesh shofar, that is the head of the kiyum of shofar. But as an independent kiyum, let's say for the fellow who doesn't have a shofar, if they're a shadach house for Shabbos, there's no shofar. So yeah, you have to daven musaf, but that's not a deraisa. Even Nashi, we can see that's only a derabbanan. So there's a brisketari, there are two kinds of davening musaf in Rosh Hashanah. There's musaf when it's accompanied by shofar, that's a deraisa. Because Musaf is a separate independent kiyum, that's what it's not accompanied by shofar. So that's exactly what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah means. Have a choice between going to shofar or going for Musaf. So had deraisa, had derabbanan. The shofar is the deraisa. Whether or not you have a Musaf shofar, still a deraisa. But if you're going to go for the Musaf and lose out the shofar, then you did not get the deraisa of Musaf, because the deraisa of Musaf is only in the context of shofar. The best thing you got was a derabbanan. That's a booby prize. That's nice. It's not important as a shofar. It's a vada. It's still not as important. Shofar is still more important. Even suffix shofar is more important than a vada derabbanan. So when all the dust settles, Rashi's sheet is still intact. The Ramban's big kasha is bomb kasha, and he completely, totally turned about face and rejected Rashi, is not as muchach the Achareim explains sheet is Rashi. So when all the dust settles, the essence of the question, who said you have to say machas rosh shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Who is doing the speaking? Who is the one who's mitzvah to us the recitation of machas rosh shofar? So the answer is machlekes Rashi and Ramban. According to Rashi, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because according to Rashi, saying these brachas, as long as you personally do shofar that year, saying the brachas is a deraisa. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. According to the Ramban, it is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. It is the Chachmei HaTorah speaking. It means somewhere along the way between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zana Mishnah. The recitation of the brachas, the Machas Moshe, appears in the Mishnayot. So it means it's been around for quite some time. Sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnayot, somebody instituted Machas Moshe Shofar. According to Ramban, who instituted it? Probably the Anshei Kriyas Hagadolah, the same people who instituted every other tefillah for us. So according to the Ramban, it's not correct to say Amru Kodesh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei Malchus. It should say Amru Ezra Nehemiah Imru Lefanei Kodesh Baruch Hu Malchus. So the phrase of the Gemara is not correct. What does the Gemara mean in Rosh Hashanah where it says Amru Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Gemara lumps it together with the Oimer, with the Shalechim, with the Mitzchamayim. That is not a correct, that is not an accurate statement.
To be the
right
to have to be at the same time as
the shofar? Right, in the context of the shofar. It's an
enhancement of the
shofar. That's probably also the right. My guess would be that's probably the right also. So the Ritva, in the fourth of the Ramban comes, the Ritva Rosh Hashanah Zayin Amar Alpha, has a fascinating insight into the sugya according to the Ramban and Ritva. The Talmud of the Ra'ah, only the Talmud of the Ramban. So the Ritva, which viewed himself to be an extended Talmud of the Ramban. So the Ritva goes along with the Halacha of the Ramban that these Tzukim are not real deraisas. He doesn't buy into Rashi Sheet. It's not a din deraisa. So what does the phrase in Chazal mean, Om Rakodesh Baruch Hu? So come to Ritva with a fascinating insight. It's fascinating not just for Shofar and for Musaf, but it opens our eyes up to a whole area of a concept in Tosha about that. Comes the Ritva and says, "V'had the Amr Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, even the Pari Malchus across the Shofros, Mishum, the Afal Gav the Pesukei Malchus across the Shofros, Ainam Min HaTorah." He says, "Don't tell me a story that they're Raisa. The only Min the Rabbanon, all the Rankin the Parishna, the Raya Bru was the Raya that is Rebbe's Rebbe, the Raya same Raya that Rabban grew up. Nikol Mokom Zuk the Ritva, Nimasha Amr Torah Zichron Shua, but the Torah does say Zichron Shua. So what does Zichron Shua mean?" So Ramban never explained this really. I mean, he explained later when I cut it off the piece. But what does Zichron Shua mean? So the Ritva gives you his interpretation. What does Zichron Shua mean? It doesn't mean to say Pesukim. What does it mean? So Yesh Lumod Shero'oi. Notice the word Ro'oi. Ro'oi means it's proper. Doesn't mean you have to. It's proper. Shero'oi Lahaski Pesukim Etru Pesukim Zichron. That it is an appropriate thing to do on Rosh Hashanah, and that appropriate thing to be done is recorded in the Chumash itself. It is part of the meaning of the word of Zichron Shua. not a tzivoy. Notice the Ritva saying it's not a chiyuv gomer min haTorah. It's roy lahazkir. And then, by the way, says the Ritva, and how do you know about Malchiyah? The Malchiyah is not going to question Dosh Razal. So, just as it's royal haske dichernes and shayfus, as derived from the phrase dichern tura, it's royal haske malchus as well, as the Gemara and the Sifrei Darshin. Sheein tavalom and yishem lekeichem. Lo zeb bnei av chumavish dam oim dichernes. It's a sevach lemalchus. Umehacha samchu rabbanon. It's based on these psukim that the chachamim, in a sense, felt a source, they have a smichos, they have something to lean upon. The tikkuni hani psuki did kiyosa. The psukim that are recited or instituted by the chacham, don't get us wrong, says the Ritva. Don't mistakenly think, like Rashi said, that that's taich in the posel, that's what the Torah means, that's a diaraisa. Not true, says the Ritva. It's a dirabonon across the board. Whether you're blowing, you're not blowing, psukim, ma'adavim mus vashon is only a dirabonon. Umishim hachik tani. So if so, why does the Bryce say, here's the punchline of the Ritva. Shikoma sheyeshlo asmachta min haposuk. If something is an asmachta from a posuk, heyer hakadosh baruch hu sheroli, again he uses the same phrase, sheroli laaseh kein ela shelo kavoy chayva. What an asmachta means, says the Ritva, is that hakadosh baruch hu wants us to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu expects us to do it. He is expecting us to blow to say Pesukim and Rosh Hashanah, but he's not obligating us to do it. But rather, who declared that this is the Chi of Gomor? The Chachamim. Once Hashem says that it is in the Chemir Misat, and this is the Yitzchak Chi of Rosh Hashanah, then it's a Choyva, the Dirabon. It's like lighting Neris Chanukah. But it's more than Neris Chanukah. Neris Chanukah is not a Tosek. Neris Chanukah is no Smachta. Neris Chanukah is a derabbanan mitchila diatzoyk, is all the problem says. But the saying of Malchus Chonos and Shofros is a chiyuv midirabbanan, but it's a roi midaraisa. That means it is, as to coin the phrase of Bukhar Masr, and he quotes this with Bok, coin the phrase, it's a rotzen Hashem, albeit not being a tzivri Hashem. And there's a difference between the two, that blowing shofar is a tzivri Hashem, saying musaf is a rotzen Hashem. It's a chiyuv midirabbanan, but it's a rotzen Hashem on the level of deraisa. Which of course explains why, if you have a toss-up between doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu insists to command you to do, and what's a nice idea, then you go for the command, and you'll leave out the nice idea. So comes the Ritva and says about this chat, the Zedover Bor the Emes. He says, what I'm telling you is absolute Emes Lamitoi, that whenever the Gemara uses the phrase Asmachta refers to this idea that it's a Chiyav V'Dirabonon, nevertheless, it's the Ratzon HaTorah, the Ratz and Hashem, and therefore we could say with a straight face, Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we now have two very, very different ways of understanding what our approach is to the Davening Musaf. If we throw out the question now, is Davening Musaf Hashem and Deraisa Derabonan? So the answer is much more complex than we thought. According to Rashi, the answer is, it depends. If you're blowing shofar, then it's Deraisa. If you're not blowing shofar, then it's only a Derabonan. According to the Ritva, the answer is, it's not a deraisa in the sense of it's not a chi of deraisa, but it is a deraisa, quote unquote, in the sense of that it's the Ratzon HaTorah, or be without being a tzivui. Right, so according to Rashi, you don't have anything min haTorah. It could be, according to the Ritva, you still have the Ratzon HaTorah. It's very possible. So it could be the Ritva may end up almost a chumra of Rashi, because the Ritva is not meshuvah to that connection between the two. It's possible. So I'll go part of this Ritva is a potential eye-opener, not just in the sugya. They have to go back and move shas, and every single time that the Gemara quotes a possible something as an asmachta, so it may elevate it to a higher level than we thought. We thought it was only a derabbanan, so now no, maybe it's more than that. It's much more significant than what we thought. There is a sugya that appears at the beginning of the sixth pack of Masechet Brachas, where the Gemara is discussing other brachas, the brachas, the brachas, and then reciting a Baruch Reis, reciting a Mitzvah Menorah, Shachar, etc. So the Gemara says, no, immediately, where did the brachas come from? How do you know you have to make brachas? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa comments on a Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim that when you eat the fruit of the fourth year, the first 3 years is oral, the fourth year you bring it through Shalai and feed it to Kedusha, and if for whatever reason you can't, then you call it your demon and you bring the money through Shalai, etc. So the Torah describes the eating of the fruit, Kedesh Hiruvim LaHashem. It's supposed to be Mahalo LaKedesh Baruch Hu. before you eat fruit. It's supposed to be supposed to use the eating of fruit as an opportunity to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, the pasuk says pasuk is not talking about me eating an apple. It's supposed to talk about eating fruit, the Kedush of Tara, fourth year Revayah in Yerushalayim. But the Torah uses the phrase Kodesh Baruch Hashem, maybe Meramis, maybe teaching me this idea of reciting brachas. That even on regular fruit, there's an idea of being Mahal Hashem. Mevarech Hashem, praise your Kodesh Baruch Hu before the food that you eat. So the Gemara says, Mikan, that there's the din of reciting a bracha Rishonim. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth, and finally the Gemara concludes, that's not really what the pasuk means. The pasuk really means something else. So at the end of the sugya, the Gemara sounds like it made an about face, and the whole recitation of bracha, with the exception of the Tavazon, is only midrabbanim. But there is no real pasuk of chumash to say, you have to recite bracha before you eat. So at the end of the sugya, Tosfos has an aura. Tosfos says, but the Braisa quotes the pasuk. So why did the Braisa quote the pasuk? It's only midrabbanim. So Tosfos says, it's only asmach to the alma. It's not really the source, but rather it's an asmach. What does it mean? So I don't know whether Tosfos bought into this idea of the Ritva, but if you combine that Tosfos with this Ritva, it comes out a fascinating insight that a person eats an apple and makes a bark creates. So that's the Ratzon HaTorah. It's not a Tzivri HaTorah. The Tzivri HaTorah is the after your bench. If you ate food and not on the bench, that's a Tzivri HaTorah. That's a Chavis HaTorah. But the recitation of Brachas Rishonos may be together the Ratzon HaTorah rather than the category of a Tzivri HaTorah. So again, that's just one example. You have to look at many, many cases, many sugyos and shas, and try to highlight every time Chazal speak about something that's derech esmachta, does it automatically translate to mean ratzon haTorah, not necessarily being tzivri haTorah. Rabbi Chanan Masnin took this ritva one step further, and he says that perhaps this idea of ratzon haTorah and tzivri haTorah may be true even when the Gemara doesn't quote something. Even if the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk as an esmachta, it may still be true if something is a derabbanan. So when the Chachamim make Yisurim Derabbanan, what are they doing exactly? They're making things up in Yesh Chayayim. Just the middle of nowhere. Chazal said, okay, everybody should now wash the Zosudan. Everybody should now not move Mukta. So again, Chazal gives us reasons why. There's a reason why we wash the Zosudan. There's a reason why we're not moving Mukta. These are not in Bishlach. It's all true. But do we view all Dinim Derabbanan as just, in a sense, emanating from great, great people, but boss of Adam, that this is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking in any shape or form. But then the Rabbanan and the Chachmei HaTorah are speaking. Now we have a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to the Chachmei HaTorah. But the Chachmei HaTorah are not speaking on the authority of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're speaking on the authority of themselves. The Torah says, L'sos me'adav shegid ha'chayim in the small. So the Chachmei suggests that maybe one can understand that mitzvahs to Rabbanan, Yisurim to Rabbanan, maybe one step more than that. That mitzvahs to Rabbanan, Yisurim to Rabbanan are not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzivur. The Rambam writes that if a person misrepresents a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzivur and says, the person walks around telling everybody that you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk together in the Torah, that's Baltosif. You add it to the Mitzvah Torah. You have to explain, I'm not allowed to eat meat and milk cooked together. Chicken is only Midrabbanan. You have to always be careful, says Rambam, not to misrepresent, not to forge the din HaTorah. The Rambam is referring to the Gemara Sanhedrin, which says that was the first mistake that was made in history. That when the Nachash tells Chava that, oh, you're not allowed to eat from the Eitadas, you're not even allowed to touch the Das. That's what she says. No, we're not allowed to. She said we're not allowed to touch the Eitadas. The Shbach said not touch it. The not touch the Eitadas. What Chava should have said is that Hashem said not to eat it, and we, the Rabbanim, quote unquote, we made a seal. We made a gzeira not to touch it. That would have been perfectly legitimate. It makes a lot of sense because Shbach says not to eat it. It makes sense not to touch it. But the minute that she misrepresented, because Shbach says the Gemara says on that call a meisiv kereya, that when you misrepresent the Dvar Hashem, that's a problem. So din the Rabbanim is not as in their eyes. That's clear. But Alpha Bichain says Rabbi Chan, even though it's not a tziva midaraisa, it may be a ratzon midaraisa. That when the Chachamim spoke, the Chachamim had to intune that Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzon. How does the person figure out what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzon is? You have to spend your whole life learning the tziva. If you learn the tziva all your life, and you learn all the dinya Torah, then you get a good glimpse into what the ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. So all the Dinya Torah in a certain sense, the ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not the chayv, but the ratzon. And there may be a halachic significance to that idea that Dinya Torah in a certain sense, the have the status of the Ratzon HaTorah, albeit without being the Tzivri HaTorah. So I'll call upon him, getting back to Arsug and Rosh Hashanah. So there are multiple possibilities as to what exactly is going on. We open up a mach for the Dam Musa Rosh Hashanah. What exactly are we doing? So according to Rashi, since we just moved show for 5 minutes before, we're doing a mitzvah deraisa, we're fulfilling the Tzivri HaTorah Zichron and Shua. According to the Ritva, there's no such Tzivri HaTorah. According to the Ritva, it's important. It's a Tzivri Midrabanan, but it's more than that. It's a Ratzon Midaraisa. And you can also say Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even the opening words of this time of Chazal, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, have different meanings. Rashi understood Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu in one sense, and the Ramban of Yudva understood Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu in a slightly different sense. Okay.
Okay. I'm guessing the law refers to the how should you coronate me and how should you raise your zechonos to the shofar. What happened to the psukim of shofars? The law doesn't seem to mention that.
I think that it's understood that you have to also talk about it. And you're right, it doesn't say it. You could have argued that say Malchia, say Zichronos, and then blow the shofar, and that'll get the message across. So you have to also talk about the shofar also.
Thank you.